Okay, let's take up 801.
Improve land use regulations related to accessory short-term rentals through the Regulatory Improvement Code Amendment Package 6.
So this is the culmination and continuation of our hearings on this item. We voted on amendments. Today we have a substitute ordinance in front of us. I think did we adopt the substitute last week?
Oh. We did.
So we
yes,
don't
we
need
did.
To readopt the substitute, right? It's we're taking a roll call on the substitute ordinance that we substituted a week ago.
Correct.
All right, that all conform to your understanding? Okay, then roll call, please, on the second reading on the substitute ordinance.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank the mayor and the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and the Bureau of Development Services for their hard work to bring forward a common sense package of regulations that really recognize the sharing economy as sort of epitomized by Airbnb, although it's much larger than just Airbnb. And this provides a way to legalize short-term rentals in single-family houses in our city. And as we heard a lot of testimony, this is having a great effect on people. It's allowing people to, in many cases, to have socialization opportunities, to show off Portland to people visiting, but also, as important, to make money to pay their property tax bills. And so we heard some very important testimony about that. So I think it's a great program, and Airbnb has been a great corporate citizen. Everything I've learned about them since they've been here, their opening of an office in Portland, just yesterday their announcement of working with the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management to provide housing to either first responders or to people affected by disasters. It seems like they're never coming up short of great ideas and ways of being innovative. So this is really a welcome scheme, and also we are going to be collecting the lodging tax. And as you know, next week I'll be bringing forward a proposal to dedicate that lodging tax to the Housing Investment Fund so that we can produce more short-term, so we can produce more rental housing, because that is one of the sort of the double-edged effects of this is it is going to allow people to rent out their rooms on a short-term basis, and I do believe that will affect the ability of people to rent rooms historically on a longer-term basis, and that will diminish the supply of affordable housing. But that'll be more on that next week. Again, thanks for all your hard work on this. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Novick.
This is a fairly complex issue, and I don't think that this is an easy discussion. I mean, I have concerns about having an unregulated, untaxed, unregulated, untaxed competitors of a regulated and taxed industry operating in the city, which is what has been happening, and it's been clear that we don't have the capacity to crack down and eliminate this piece of the, quote, sharing economy, and it's not clear that that's what we should do if we had the capacity. So it's a combination of the stories about the positive impact of the operation of Airbnb and the fact that currently we're allowing an illegal industry to flourish in unfair competition with legal industries that has led me to the conclusion that we should accept the recommendation. I am concerned about the speculation, and at this point, I think it is mostly speculation. I haven't seen any hard data that the existence of short-term rentals has an impact on the affordability of housing. And I think that we need to watch the research that develops on that over the next year or so and see what hard data, if there ultimately is any, shows us. We are going to be taking up the issue of short-term rentals in multifamily housing, which raises some additional issues, and that's a discussion I think we proceed with very carefully. I'm probably just an old-fashioned stodgy guy, but I find this whole development of short-term rentals somewhat nervous-making, but I appreciate the hard work that the Bureau put into this, and I appreciate the fact that at least one of the operators sort of stepped forward and said, we are willing to at least collect the taxes on this. So I cautiously vote aye.
Fritz.
I'm very grateful to everybody who's participated in this process and to Directors Paul Scarlett in Development Services and Susan Anderson in Planning and Sustainability for shepherding it. Also the members of the Planning and Sustainability Commission for all of their time and effort in looking at a good, inclusive, and transparent process, and in the hundreds of folks who have emailed and written and called the Council on this issue. All of this input has made improvements throughout the process, including the report that will come back in September of 2016, which will include an analysis of whether there has been an impact on affordable housing. I appreciate that because Airbnb, the one company, had already indicated that they were going to be collecting the taxes, $500,000 in those taxes was included in the 2015 budget and then allocated to housing. So that is a very welcome addition to our budget, and everybody is now aware that indeed taxes are required on these rentals, whether or not they are going through that particular platform. And if you pay your taxes, then that's one step. And we don't have a linkage between the Revenue Bureau and Development Services in looking for code enforcement. So pay your taxes, please. Want to particularly thank Sandra Wood, who coordinated and guided this process, and Morgan Tracy in Planning and Sustainability, Mike Leafield in Development Services, who is particularly helpful with the multifamily issue. Thank you to the mayor for indicating a more robust process on that to look at the pros and cons of extending this to multifamily. And I hope we also look at whole house vacation rentals as well, because it's likely those are happening to or will happen, and we want to have a comprehensive set of policies. Thanks to Kurt Kruger in Transportation, and the many other staff, the Fire Bureau, that helped shape the final product, which I believe is a good one. Aye.
Hales.
The juxtaposition of this decision today and the report that we just heard from Travel Portland brings to mind the old expression about it's a great place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. And actually, we want Portland to be both. And in order to do that, we have to strike a balance between how we accommodate commerce, including this new kind, in our great neighborhoods. And I often comment to people that are here as official visitors, and it's too bad you don't have more time, because you're going to see all the Portland stuff you've heard about. You're going to see the light rail system. You're going to ride the streetcar. You're going to go to a great restaurant. You might go to Powell's. But you probably won't have time to get out into our miles and miles and miles and miles of great neighborhoods. And that's a distinguishing feature of Portland. If you look at the geography and life of other cities, they don't have the park system we have. They might have a great downtown. They might have a great transit system, but they don't have the park system we have, and they don't have the neighborhoods that we have. They might have a few good neighborhoods, but they don't have dozens and dozens and dozens like we do. And so for us to be a successful city, we have to balance the very reasonable expectation of people that live in those neighborhoods, that they live in a neighborhood, and commerce. So we're adjusting that a little bit. We're allowing legally commerce to happen in single-family houses. We've allowed that with home occupation permits for years. We've allowed it with bed and breakfast for people to go through a very rigorous process and pay a really big fee. But now we're allowing it at a modest scale, at a modest cost for ordinary homeowners. I think it's the right call. But as Commissioner Novick raised, I think there are things to be nervous about in this adjustment, even though I'm happy we're making it. So we're going to be called on again in other issues, not just the multifamily portion of this question, not just the vacation rental of the whole house issue, but in other areas like taxi cabs, to figure this out. How do we accommodate the new economy within the structure of regulations that we have? I think we got it right this time, and I want to again join my colleagues in commending the good work that we had here in city staff putting this together. I think our neighborhood associations came in and gave very thoughtful presentation, not in my backyard, but if you're going to do this in my backyard, please think about this, this, and this. I was really impressed by the loyal opposition, if you will, on this issue. And I particularly appreciate Airbnb being a constructive participant in this process, and to the other firms that are involved in this new kind of commerce and trying to work through these issues with us. Probably the most heartening thing I heard on this subject today was Jeff Miller saying, you know, we already have a reputation in the country for being the city that's trying to figure this out. And I'm proud of that. So good work all around. Very pleased to vote aye.